Day 14 of Texans training camp. It was a short practice in shells, a little bit of rain, but the team's getting geared up for the Patriots. They head into town for tomorrow's practice.
It's going to be great the next couple of days, but today we have Bruce Ellington for you, observations, and a whole lot more. Stick around.
Texans training camp today starts now.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for. This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We got to keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Let's get this started with some quick hits. Lamar Miller. He's been pretty active in camp, not so much in the preseason game, but he's excited for this week.
He's still the starting running back on this squad, DB, and he's fired up to face the New England Patriots, the best team in the NFL.
It's going to be good. It's going to test us to see where we are as a team. You know, we've been competing against each other since, you know, the first day of training camp, and just to go up against, you know, the Super Bowl champs, it'll show where we are.
Deshaun Watson got to face the Panthers a lot the other night, but he'll get to face his second NFL team when the Patriots come to town. OB's looking for a lot of things out of the rookie.
Yes, he is. The rookie is a national champion. He's facing the defending Super Bowl champions. Talk about a baptism.
The guy comes out here every day and tries to get better, and that's what you've seen. He's improving in his knowledge of our system. He's improving in, you know, understanding the defensive looks. I mean, he's seen a lot from our defense, so he studies that. He tries to, you know, come back the next day and learn from his mistakes and build on the things that he's doing well. So I just want to see continued improvement.
As always in camp, we see some new faces around here. And the latest, wide receiver Bruce Ellington. He was quite active in today's practice.
Yeah, one of five wide receivers signed since training camp has started. Ellington looking to make a difference. Bill O'Brien likes his skill set.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, Bruce has played. He's had some injuries, but he's played. Played in a similar system, you know, some of the things we would ask him to do would be similar to some of the things he did in San Francisco. So, yeah, we'll just keep teaching him and see how it goes.
I had a chance to catch up with Bruce Ellington. He's got a lot of ties to South Carolina guys on this team.
Yeah, we'll hear that in a moment. But first, John Harris in the rain watching practice. What did he see?
All right, thanks, gang. You can see I'm under the tent because it's been somewhat of a rainy day here in West Virginia. Let's get to our observations. Shells today, so not a whole lot, but I'm going to start with new acquisition, Bruce Ellington. Now, this is one of my favorites back in the 2014 draft. I really wanted the Texans to draft him in 2014. Well, he's made his way here to the Texans roster, and I think he's got good things to offer. Made a few catches today in practice, and boy, when he gets in his hands, he is fairly electric. One-handed catches today. How about C.J. Fedorowicz on the sideline and Wendell Williams deep down the field? Good to see those guys reach out and make those catches today. That really added a little bit of flavor to practice, if you will. Last observation is really about tomorrow. The Patriots are coming. The Patriots are coming. Joint practices for the next couple of days. We'll have plenty of observations and plenty of things to gather from those practices. We're really excited to see the world champs here at the Greenbrier. All right. Stuff observations. I have a few more for you at HoustonTexans.com, so go check it out. Back to you guys.
John Harris and his many observations, many more than even what I get, and I'm watching the exact same practice every day.
I want to see your observations someday. I observed you catching up with Bruce Ellington, that new wide receiver we were talking about.
All right, Bruce, a few days here with Texans training camp. How's the acclimation process been for you?
Man, it's been great, man. I got a lot of guys that I played with and play against, so they helping me out, you know, get accustomed to it. And, you know, it's a great team, man. I just came onto the team, and everybody love each other. Everybody out here working hard, so I'm just here to join the club.
A few of those guys that helped you get acclimated. You're from South Carolina, so Jadeveon Clowney, yeah. DeAndre Hopkins,
J. Joe.
Yeah. So it feels like home for you, right?
It definitely feels like home with those guys. I played with those guys, and they're from South Carolina. So, you know, South Carolina guys, they all love each other. They all want each other to do great, so we in it to work hard and be great.
All right, so Bill O'Brien said that for you it's been a little bit easier to adjust to this offense because you played in a similar system in San Francisco. How much has that helped you working under Chip Kelly?
It helps me a lot, man. It's just the terminology is different, so I kind of use the terminology that I know to get the plays, and once I get them, then I'll start using the terminology. But it's been great, man. Like I said, Nuke has been helping me out. You know, the coach has been helping me out. So
you played basketball at South Carolina. How much does that help you in your game?
It's a lot, man.
Pretty good, right?
I tell the guys a lot. I use my releases kind of like dribbling the ball because if you got a crossover, you can get by somebody. So I kind of use my crossover to get somebody, and then the rest is just getting open.
Now, you gave me a little tidbit the other day. You played AAU with DeAndre Hopkins,
right?
Yeah,
I played AAU with him. We also played in the Shrine Bowl. I got a picture of me and him in the Shrine Bowl together, and we played in the All-Star North Carolina, South Carolina game.
All right, who's better?
Me. I'm not going to say he's better than me, but he can ball too, man. I think if he probably could have went to school to play basketball and football too.
Right. Thanks so much, Bruce.
No problem. Thank you.
Bruce Ellington from South Carolina played college ball there, but not Clemson for a change, although we've got Clowney and J. Joe and Mr. McNair. They're all South Carolina products.
He did play basketball with DeAndre Hopkins, though, so there is that connection.
There's that.
We'll be back. That's going to do it for us today for Texans Training Camp today. Thanks so much for watching. Tomorrow, the Patriots.